Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Will you recognize the abomination of desolation when it is set up? If you don't, you could very well be facing death. If you do, your life may be spared. So it's very important that you understand what is the abomination of desolation. And in our last program, we read from Matthew chapter 24 and verses 3 through 22, and we saw seven things regarding the abomination of desolation. So let's review these seven things that we saw, because once you understand these 7 points, you'll be able to recognize the abomination of desolation, and hopefully your life will be spared. You have to take the appropriate action when you recognize this abomination of desolation, and if you do, your life very well may be spared. The first thing we saw is that you will see the abomination of desolation. This is something that's not going to be hidden. People will be able to see it. But like with many things, people might see with their eyes, but not with their minds. In other words, they don't comprehend what they see. So again, I want to help you to comprehend what you will see when you see this abomination of desolation. And that's the first point, is you will see it. Second point, you have to understand what is an abomination as God describes it. What is this abomination as God describes it? And then the third point is, it is the abomination of desolation. How does this abomination make something desolate? How does it bring desolation? And then the fourth point is, this abomination of desolation that you will see, it is spoken of by Daniel the prophet. So we have to turn to the book of Daniel to help us to understand more fully what this abomination of desolation is. The fifth point is, it says that you will see it standing somewhere. The sixth point is, you will see it standing in the holy place. We have to understand what it means to stand and what it means the holy place. Where is this holy place? What is the holy place? And then the seventh thing that God showed us was that we should understand that when we see this abomination of desolation, that the great tribulation is about to break forth. And this great tribulation is the greatest tribulation that the world has ever known or ever will know. Now, something also that's very important is that we saw that the setting up of this abomination of desolation is after the fourth seal has been opened, but before the fifth seal has been opened. And the four seals are the four horsemen of the apocalypse. We talked about it. It's deception, it's war, it's pestilences and earthquakes and disease and famines in various places, and it is death. Those are the four horsemen of the apocalypse, the first four of the seven seals. It is after these four seals, or these four horsemen, start to really gallop and pick up speed. After that, but before the fifth seal, something is set up, and what is set up is the abomination of desolation. When you see this set up, standing in the holy place, you have to understand that the fifth seal is about to be opened. The great tribulation is about to break forth. And if you want your life to be spared, you have to take the appropriate action. These first 7 points that we were talking about, again, those are in Matthew chapter 24 and verses 3 through 22. So I hope you'll go back and you'll read that and meditate on it, study it in depth. You'll see those 7 points that we just talked about. Now let's turn over to Mark chapter 13, and we'll read in verse 14. This is Mark chapter 13 and verse 14, because this is going to give us an eighth clue as to the understanding of this abomination of desolation. In Mark chapter 13 and verse 14, it says, "But when you see the abomination of desolation that is spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing where it ought not, Let him who reads understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. In Matthew chapter 24, we said that the abomination of desolation would be standing in the holy place. In Mark, we see that it's standing where it ought not. So it's standing in the holy place, but it's standing where it ought not. It should not be standing in the holy place. That's point number 8. It's standing where it ought not. Now let's turn over to Luke chapter 21, and we'll read verse 20. This is Luke chapter 21 and verse 20, because now we're going to see two more points. So this will be point 9 and point 10. When you see Jerusalem compassed with armies, that's point number 9, you will also see Jerusalem compassed with armies. Then, point number 10, know that its destruction has come. That's point number 10. Its destruction has come. It's referring to Jerusalem. When you see Jerusalem compassed with armies, you know that its destruction has come. It is time for Jerusalem to be destroyed, and it will be destroyed because this abomination will make it desolate. Now let's read from Daniel the prophet. This combination of abomination and desolation is only used in 3 chapters in the book of Daniel, and this is in chapter 9, chapter 11, and chapter 12. So let's turn over to Daniel chapter 9, and we'll read verses 26 through 27. I'm going to first read this in the King James Version, and then I will read it in the modern King James Version, just to give you two different flavors of what it's saying here. This will help to deepen our understanding of what Daniel the prophet is saying. This is Daniel chapter 9, verses 26 through 27 from the King James Version. The people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that which is determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Now that's probably very confusing. That's okay. We're going to go through this in depth, step by step. This is the ABCs of the Bible that you're listening to. We're going to break it down step by step and really bring this understanding to the forefront and make it plain, make it clear. All right, now from the modern King James Version, we'll read those same verses. The people of the ruler who shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end of it shall be with the flood, and ruins are determined until the end shall be war. And he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the offering to cease, and put on a corner of the altar desolating abominations, even until the end. And that which was decreed shall be poured on the desolator. That's where you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet in chapter 9. Now let's turn over to chapter 11, and we'll read about the abomination of desolation. This is chapter 11, verse 31, and I'm going to do the same thing. Read it in the King James Version first, and then in the modern King James Version. And arms shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that makes desolate. Now from the modern King James Version. And forces will stand from him, and they will profane the sanctuary, the fortress, and shall remove the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the desolating abomination. There you have it from chapter 11 of Daniel, the abomination of desolation. Now let's read in chapter 12. This is the third and final place where you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet. This is in chapter 12 and verse 11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that makes desolate set up, there shall be 1290 days. now reading from the modern King James Version. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the desolating abomination set up, 1290 days shall occur. All right, there you have it, the three places where the abomination of desolation is spoken of by Daniel the prophet. It's in Daniel chapter 9, Daniel chapter 11, and Daniel chapter 12. And in our next program, we're going to begin to break down these verses step by step, taking it one step at a time to make it very simple, to bring this to light so that you can understand this abomination of desolation when you see it and you can take the appropriate action. Now, I'm sure that you've heard a lot of other explanations about this as you're reading it and studying it on your own. If you're coming up with any questions, feel free to call us. You can reach us at 404-412-0032, or if you want to write in your questions, you can send them to information@christianambassadors.org. That's information@christianambassadors.org.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.